Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is your host, Elohim, live and in living color. Okay, we have a very interesting topic today. We're talking about how do you teach your children politics and what political system is your house governed by, you know, which is a pretty good question. But like we do, we always start off with our main thing, love. I'm not going to talk about love too much. There's enough to, just enough to get us into thinking about love and how we should approach love, you know. Because this system is not going to, this system does not teach us how to really love each other, because that would negate their purpose of dividing countries, keeping us separated by so many different things. I mean, we're divided by, a myriad of things when you stop to think about it. We got football, baseball, basketball, we got ballet, we got music, hip hop, rap, blues, and all kinds of music that we are distracted by, I should say it like that, to keep us off track. And every little thing to keep us from working together to do what we're supposed to be doing, you know. Now, the 1%, they have a particular music that they listen to. They like to listen to opera, and they promote opera because that's sort of all of them are on the same page, and they teach a certain thing, act a certain way, you know. We need to learn how to do the same thing. But the first thing we have to do is learn how to love each other. Love is the act that makes others feel good. So, if we can learn how to act to make each other feel good about every thought, it's about how to make the other person feel good or how to make the other person be what they're supposed to be. Things will be a whole lot better in our household because if we don't know how to love each other, we can't get along in politics. We won't be able to get along in our homes, we won't be able to get along with friends and stuff. We'll be arguing, fussing, and fighting all the time. And that needs to stop. There needs to be a better way to deal with this. There needs to be a better way to function in the community, to function like we know we should be functioning. And this is what we have to be doing. This is something that we need to be doing, something that we should be doing. So we'll get there little by little, piece by piece, but just remember that love is the act that make others feel good. So if you're going to think something, if you're going to do something, make sure that it's designed to make the other person feel good. If you're in a relationship, don't be pushing buttons. Oh, I want to make sure he loves me. You make your husband jealous or your wife jealous just to see if they love you. I mean, it's there. Their actions and how they treat you should determine how much they love you. And it don't hurt to say it, you know. I mean, from my generation, as far as my parents' generation, I should say, they wasn't done with the I love you too much, you know. I think my parents have never actually said to me, we love you, I love you. I never heard that, not from my parents. And so we went into the love thing and all that. You know, we treated each other pretty good. We cared about, I cared about my brothers and sisters a lot. But the whole love thing wasn't a big issue in our homes as far as talking. They did more by showing, you know, like we did holidays, every Christmas, we just loaded down with toys. There was 12 of us, that's what I'm saying. If that ain't love, I don't know what love is. Every Easter, we were dressed to a tee, you know. So there's plenty of love there for us. And they showed us how much they loved us all the time. And in most cases, we didn't even know exactly what they were doing or what they were only trying to project to us, because we didn't know what love was. So, you know, and I noticed when I was growing up, most of the songs, the entertainers, all songs was about love. Some was about sex, as if sex is love, but sex isn't love, but it has a lot to do with love. It's kind of tricky. maybe one day we'll talk about that. How, what part does sex play in loving each other, you know? And when we make love to each other, is that having sex, or is there another thing that they're talking about when we say, well, I don't want to make love to her, you know? Just saying, I just want to have sex with her, or I just want to have sex with him, or, you know, well, coming from that particular perspective. Okay, let's get off into the topic. We're talking a lot about love. Now let's get off into the topic that we have today. The topic is, how do you teach your children politics? When you think about politics, it's a political system. Most political systems, quite a few different political systems. I normally have the list pulled up, but I think I remember most of them. We have communism, socialism, we have a dictatorship, we have the aristocratic system, we have the democratic system, the republic system. So there's quite a few systems out there that we can engage in to teach our children. From my perspective, the best way to teach your children politics is to have them live politics. The question that we should be asking is, what political system is your house governed by? You know, are you running your house based on the political system that you like, based on the political system that you love, you know? If you're running your house based on a political system that you like, then you should have a pretty smooth running household. But if you're just running your house without no political concept whatsoever, you know, you get up in the morning, the children go to school, they come home, there's no thought about politics. When the political system that you're under governs almost everything that you do. So you really have to be mindful as to how your babies are really getting their education from. And if you're not teaching them or governing them under a political process, somebody else is. And if somebody's governing your children under a political process, then you're out of the loop. They're not going to come to you for political advice, you know? In most cases, most people that actually aren't involved in the political arena, in that war, because it's a war, the only actual power that you have is your vote, you know? And in a dictatorship, they take that from you. You don't have a vote. You don't actually have a say in nothing under a dictatorship. In a republic, what they call a democratic republic, but it's a republic nonetheless, you do have a say. You can vote on your on the people that's going to govern you, that's going to run the system that's running your lives. So you can vote on them, you know. And the more they allow people to vote, the more they guarantee people to vote, the more the system will fall along equitable lines. Now, you wonder why we have some politicians that are absolutely out of their minds, crazy people. So where are we getting these weird politicians from? They're coming out of your neighborhoods, you know? We're raising these people that are in office right now, okay? They're coming out of your neighborhoods, coming out of your homes, and these crazy people are coming from you. And there's a lot of crazy people in politics. I mean, we've been, as a black person sojourning in this country, if you really check the history of the country, we've been under some strange political injustice, because the whole system that they're running was ripped off from black people, from black folks, to be truthful about the whole thing. President Hayes and them, they set the system up to actually help the colonists and to better, so they can better govern themselves and have a better, so people can have a better life here, you know. But George Washington and them, who were working for the British at the time, okay, because he was a lawyer, He was a lawyer under the British Commonwealth. And they decided that, Britain decided that they didn't want the people to actually have that much control, that much freedom. Britain wanted more control over what was going on in the colony. So George Washington came in and just kidnapped the whole system. They did not do the Bill of Rights. They did not do the Constitution. If you go and check, it's kind of hard to find. But try to find what was the Continental Congress's rules and how did they govern themselves. Go look it up. Nobody ever, you don't think about that. You don't ask yourself these questions. And you need to ask yourself that question. What rules did colonists govern themselves by, you know? And I think you're going to be surprised at the results that you get. Now, we have the Internet, and we're Googling stuff, but you have to check the sources under which your information is coming from on the net, because it ain't always coming from a good source. So you have to check the sources. Who's putting out the information? It's like there's good information out there. There's a lot of misinformation out there as well. So you have to be mindful about what you're doing in reference to, what's happening with everything, you know, especially in the political arena. So now most of us don't think in terms of what system that we're raising our children under. Are we raising our family as Republicans or Democrats, or raising our children under the republic system of the republic? I think the republic is a good system. When Noam set it up, he set it up so that the aristocrats, which is him, his family, and the people that work for him on a top echelon, will have control over the system. This is what's happening right now. The aristocrats are definitely controlling the system, but the people are the real power of the political process. This is why they put out so many different things to control your mind, to control what you think, to control what you do, because you are the real power. They live in these mansions and everything because of the labor that you produce. They're borrowing all this money because of the labor that you're going to produce, okay? If we got a $18, $19 trillion deficit, that's based on your labor and what you're going to be able to pay based on the income that the government is taking in through your taxes, okay? So we have to think about that. The government functions off your taxes to determine what their budget's going to be, how much they're going to spend, what they're going to spend, how much they're going to have in the war chest to continue murdering, killing, subjugating people to tyranny. One of the Europeans said taxation without representation is tyranny. Well, you go to some of these islands that the United States is in control of, and these people don't have a representation. Hawaii don't have a proper representation. Puerto Rico don't have proper representation. Guam, the Virgin Islands, they don't have proper representation. But they're being taxed, and they're being forced to they're being forced to serve in the military. They're serving in the military, but they don't have no representation. And like the Europeans said, I think it was Patrick Henry or one of those guys, he said that taxation without representation is tyranny. And some of these islands do not have representation. So it behooves you to show your children, to teach your children how to use politics, how to get into the political arena, because the only power that you have, basically, in this country is the right to vote. So anybody that tells me, well, I've never voted all my life, well, to me, I just think that person's an idiot, because you don't have no other power to do anything else with. And they're controlling your money, your budget, how much your food costs. Everything is controlled in the political arena. And if you're not involved in the political arena, what are you doing? You're just a slave going through the motions. And the country belongs to the people. If the country belongs to the people, then you as a person, well, we can get into those words, person, or get into the straw man and all that. That's going to be for another lecture. We might talk about the straw man one day. But you as a person, you as an individual, okay, the country belongs to you, and you have to step up and run this doggone thing. You know, from the block captain, which is the smallest position on the political chain of command, all the way up to the president of the United States, your aldermen, your city council, your judges, all these other people that you have to vote on. You have to put some study in. You have to check these judges out. These judges, they're locking our children up like crazy, you know? So check the you can Google the judges rate as far as how many children they're locking up and what for, how harsh they are with the decisions that they're using. If they're not a federal judge, you can vote them out. You can vote that judge out and try to get somebody in there that's going to be more lenient and have more compassion towards your children or your group or whoever you're with, you know. But the political process is important, and the best way to teach your children is to set your house up under the political process that you like. If you like the republic, then set your house up as a republic. If you like the king and queen system, then set your house up as a king and queen and call your child a prince, princess, you know, if that's the system that you like, you know. The women that are tired of male-dominated systems, I don't suggest you be running around calling yourself a queen, because that's a male-dominated system. We need to study the systems that we're attaching ourselves to and learn what they mean, learn what they are, learn how to use these systems. This republic, for those of you who don't know, this republic was set up by Nama when he was fighting the Hyksos. He knew he had a war coming up, so he needed a war machine. The Republic is a war machine. And when you enter into the political arena, as in this Republic, you got to be prepared for war 24 hours a day, because you're constantly battling for power and control. But the Republic was set up so that you can fight for control without literally killing each other over it, you know? So that's a good thing about the republic, especially a democratic republic, if some want to call it that. As long as you have a electoral college, it's not really a democratic republic. It's just a straight-up republic. So when Nama first set it up, he needed professional soldiers. That was one of the main reasons because, you know, back in the day, the farmers, they never fought during planting season because soldiers needed food to eat. So that's the farmers that did planting and harvesting and all that. And then they went to war and they fought for months at a time because the farmers was the one that was being trained to do the fighting. They had to grow the food and fight as well for the way of life that they were into. But Norman knew that he needed a professional army to go against the Hyksos, and that's what the Republic brought him. The Republic brought him professional soldiers. And once he did that, and he fought the King of the South, a lot of people don't know that the King of the South in the Kemet, or Egypt, was called the Scorpion King. They make a movie about it, and they put a lot of subliminal stuff in there because the Scorpion King was fighting a European, and Nama wasn't fighting a European. The Scorpion King, they were all black people that were fighting each other, you know? And there was no white folks over there that was great swordsmen and all that fighting against the Kemet or Egypt, fighting against the Egyptians. They were fighting amongst themselves. So once Nama united all of Kemet with that republic, they became one of the most powerful countries on the planet. Because Republic is a powerful system. And if you raise your children under that particular system, you'll see just how powerful it is. It has the power to create military, create jobs, to create security, the whole nine yards. If a family raised themselves under that political system, not only just the immediate family, but the entire diaspora, I'm talking about your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, and all that. If you raise your children under the Republic system, you'd be surprised at how powerful your family will become. Because within that diaspora of your family, you will have a solid voting block. Especially if you all lived in one city, you can determine who the mayor is going to be. Okay? Who the city council is going to be. You can determine so much by uniting or using one of the political systems to raise your family, you know? At this point, I'd like to say that if you want to add something or get into the conversation, just hit one on your dial and let me know that you have your hand up and I'll see it. And I'll bring you in and you can make a comment or a statement. If you have a business, you can talk about your business. Now, we don't mention your name unless you ask us to. We call you out by the last four digits of your phone number. And with the last four digits of your phone number, then you'll know that we're talking about you and we'll bring you on. If you want your name mentioned, you can mention your name. Then the next time you chime in, we'll mention your name as well, okay? But I'm just giving you a brief history on political systems and the political system that we're under. That's the most important, you know, because we really need to learn how to use this system. And there's so much control that you can generate in this system by bringing your children up under the system. Rule your house through the Republic. Give your children a voice. Give your children a vote. Let your children help you make some of the decisions. Let them vote with you so they can learn how the process works, okay? You can look at either your mother or your father as a president, and your mother or father, one of them can be the vice president. And you can give your children jobs based on how the Republic is. You can make your children call your child a senator, or you can be a senator this week, and we can see how senators function. It depends how old the children are, too. But from the age of 5 years old on, they will begin to get used to the system that you're using to govern. And if your children are used to having a voice in the outcome of the household, it makes them more aware of the decisions that they make. But if you raise your child and they don't have no control over nothing, you run your house as a dictatorship, well, they don't really understand the political system that they're living under, because this system is not a dictatorship. And I think the dictatorship is one of the worst systems on the planet. It's a little quicker because you got one person making all the decisions, but it's a terrible system to raise your children under, because it suffocates their will. And will is the most important thing that the child needs. Their will is very important, because they don't have the will to do anything. And if you raise them under dictatorship and then they're not trying to be a dictator, then they run around looking for somebody to tell them what to do rather than learn what to do for themselves and know that they can do things for themselves, you know? So it's very important that you raise your children under a particular political system. Or maybe you like a dictatorship. If you think that dictatorship is best, and if you want you want to be the dictator in your house, what I say is, do what I tell you to do, boy, that's it. Well, if that's what you want to do, nobody's mad at you, you know. But it does have a negative effect on the will of the child, you know, that you're raising. Some children might fall right in line with it, and then they want to be a dictator. They want to rule their place like that. And then some children, they want out. They want out as fast as they can. And when you run your house as a dictatorship, the children want out. They want out as fast as they can. As soon as they get old enough to jet, they're gone. because there's no room to breathe. They don't have no freedom to do anything. You know, you're literally stifling your child's creativity, you know? And the whole thing is interesting, but if you teach a child how to use a system that they're under, you'd be amazed at how much more progress they'll make when they go out into the workforce. They'll know what their rights are, what they can do, what they can't do, and they know how to deal with people, how to treat people, because you've raised them under this system. And they're aware that the congressmen and the senators, they're really under the people's control. Because once the people let them know that if you don't do right, like we expect you to do for our community, we will boot you out. And if they know that, once that message gets to these guys, then they will acquiesce to some of the demands that are in your community, some of the demands that you want out of these people. You have to become, they have to come to the realization that you are the power of the planet. Now, I like to talk about the I. Oh, well, before we get into the I, I went past my little time. I have my commercial set up. So I'm going to run a commercial. It's going to take a couple of minutes. Because I give a shout-out to a lot of people, because people, there are a lot of people on the radio trying to get messages out, trying to tell people what's going on. And I think that's very important and very commendable. And I like to give something back. Now, I don't charge anything to advertise on the radio show because I want to just give something back to the community. And free advertising, you know, advertising costs a lot of money. Most people know that, so I want to get something back to the community. This is the Elohim Radio Show. We're here every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Fill up your time. The calling number is 516-453-9230. We talk about a myriad of things. Today we have to be in a political mode, talking about how we should be raising our children, dealing with politics, okay? We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of the phone number. If you have a company or group and you want to give us a shout-out, please feel free to do so. You can advertise your wares, what you're doing, give us the name of your company and everything when you call in, okay? And now I have just released a gospel CD called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. The CD, the link is CD Baby/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, so check it out. You can buy a whole CD, or you can just download songs. I think each song costs about $1. I produced the whole thing myself. I did the singing in the background. Well, I had a friend of mine, Tom. He did something with him in the background. But I'm not really a tenor. And so I did all the music and everything. So I'd like you to listen to it. Let me know what you think about it when you come back on the radio sometimes, you know. You can also check me out on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, Jesus is Coming. Ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? Well, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, now be mindful of what you're dumping that child that you keep. Might just be the one to get us out of this mess that we're in. And so don't take our chance. Don't take our chance from us. We want you to... Now, don't take our chance from us. Keep our children. Have those babies. We need those babies. So bring those babies to term. And guys, don't forget, these sisters shouldn't be raising these children by themselves. They need the support. You had fun making them, so you need to enjoy yourself while you're taking care of them as well, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, Christ Has Come, for more information on a CD or book haul. TCCA, that's Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. Now, that's an interesting topic. Christ and Allah in the same breath. Oh, my goodness. We'll talk about that at another time, too. That number is 215-977-0777. That's from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So if you're calling me on the weekend, you're not going to get an answer, okay? It's 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. That's my business line. Also, I'm in the gold business. Yes, I do sell gold. For more information, call the same number. We do carry bars. The Curbrush system works pretty good. I made a couple dollars there right off the bat, and I like that. The caller number is 215-977-0777. I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his book on history, When Rocks Cry Out. Man, that's a very good book. I think everybody should have one in their library. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. And boy, there are a lot of missing pieces. We're talking about Black history now. Well, actually, we're talking about history, period, because the 1% don't want nobody to get the real truth about history. So you're not going to get the real truth about history unless you have somebody to guide you through it. And Horace Butler is one of those type of guys. Now, we also have a radio show that comes on Sunday, Calligraphy Information, hosted by Brother Max. And so it comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. To call the number for his show is 315-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sun752. He's on every morning at 6 a.m. and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. His calling number is the same, 319-427-6199, okay? Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitri11. She has a spoken word just for you, so check it out. It's called The Spoken Word, and she speaks some pretty good stuff. So if you get a chance, check her out. I'm one of her subscribers. I also like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number for her show is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website, NikkiLoveWunam.com. That's W-N-O-M, NikkiLoveWunam.com. And if you need some spiritual advice, she's the one to plug into, trust me. We also have a UNICL at about 16% or more out of Philadelphia. You can call it Kabir. That's the organization that was started by Marcus Garvey. That contact number is 267-513-8789. And we also have a UNIA, another UNIA hookup. And that they're meeting West Philadelphia. They're meeting places 310 South 48th Street. And they meet at a restaurant. I have to tell you, a restaurant called Auntie Ola's. And I tasted some of her food, and the food is just great. So into some vegetarian cuisine, go check out Auntie Ola's at 510 South 48th Street. I'm sorry. And you can get a really good vegetarian grub. And that contact number is 267-300-7143. That's for the UNIA and the Marcus Garvey. That contact number is to Brother Mark P. And you can also contact me because I'm a member of that particular UNIA. And my number is 215-758-1703 or 215-977-0777. That's from 9-7 Monday through Friday. We also have the RBG industry. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, now I'd like to thank him for the outfit that he made because he's making the uniforms for the UNIA, and the uniforms are sharp. So if you come to one-hour meetings at 510 South 48th Street, you'll be able to see us in uniform and see how we look, okay? That contact number is 609-638-5828. We have a new listener who has a security company, and that number is 326-988-8638. And I don't have his web address. He called in a couple of weeks ago, and I forgot to ask him for his web address. But he has a security company call him. He's hiring at this particular point, too. So those of you who need jobs, want to deal with security, then you can go ahead and give him a call, okay? I also like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton. He had a few CDs on the market. He had an old school style, you know. For more information about Thomas Thornton and his CDs, his number is 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Potts Learning Academy. That's a new academy, licensed and certified. She's registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. So Taylor Potts has of a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So the best quality children's service, for the best quality children's service, call 610-628-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And the email address is TaylorTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com, okay? Instagram is Taylor_Tots_LA. I'm not a computer guy, so I might get that a little wrong, but those of you who understand Instagram know what I'm talking about, okay? I would also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specials, you deserve what you have. No, nobody deserves to be sick. So we don't really, think anyone deserves to be sick. So give them a call. And once you're in these guys' hands, don't worry, you will definitely be healthy, okay? Now, that's quite a commercial. Those that are on the line, I'd like to thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you calling in and letting me know that I'm not here by myself, that I do have a few people that's listening and interested in what I have to say. Now, remember, this is an interactive show, so if you want to have something to say, if you want to talk about anything, just hit one on your dial, and you can go off topic on this show. It's okay, all right? So you might have something other than politics that you might want to give us a shout-out about or let us know about something, and we'll appreciate that too. So we will allot you the time. Just hit one, and you can get in, okay? Now, back to what we're talking about. We're talking about this. We're talking about politics right now. And there's a lot of things that are going on in our lives that are governing our lives concerning this politics. And this is something that a lot of families don't give enough attention to. But everything that's going on in this country, we're talking about the United States, everything that's going on in this country is being dictated is being governed by the political arena that you're under. So if you're not raising your children under a particular political system, then you're doing yourself a disservice, because your children won't understand the political arena. And I made that mistake. Now, when I raised my children, I raised my children under a religious system, but not under a political system. And when you get them older and dirty, I'm just realizing, boy, did you make a mistake. Because your children need to be governed by a system that you think is a good, equitable system for them to learn how to get into the political arena. And once you get into politics, you begin to realize that you are actually the power. The politicians aren't the power of the people. Their job is to fix the people's problems. That's their job. And this is why the people have to learn how to put people in that's going to address the problems of them as an individual and them as a group. One thing about this country that I have to admit, we got so many types of agendas and mindsets and groups and people. I mean, oh my goodness, but we are here. And we're not actually going to war against each other, not physically, but the war. This is a republic, so the war is always going on. You're always in a battle once you engage in the political process. But whether you engage in the political process or not, you're still a part of the war. You're still a part of the battle. Battle for how much money you're going to get on the job, how much taxes you're going to pay, what type of governance that the police department is going to be using, how much force can they use, when can they come into your house, what can they do to you. All this is governed by the political process. So you're in the war, whether you realize it or not. And my suggestion, what I'm trying to do right now, is to let you know that a republic is a war machine. But it's a type of machine that you can fight without literally picking up guns to kill each other. You fight through the vote. You fight through influence. You fight through money. You fight through different things. And if you're not trying to be a millionaire, okay, you got to rethink what you're doing, because it takes a lot of money to influence and control the people that are running the government. Although it shouldn't. Those guys shouldn't be able to take bribes and stuff. They can bribe like a mouse. And it's hard to control that based on the people that we have in office, because the people that need to be out there putting the right folks in office, they don't vote. The people of high conscience, they say, well, I don't vote. It's just, it don't mean nothing. But it means everything, because that's the only actual, if you don't have, if you're not part of 1%, you're sitting on a couple, you're sitting on at least $1 trillion, and you're not part of 1%. That's the only real power that you have. You don't have no other power, you know. You vote for your judges. Not federal judges, because they're appointed. So that's another reason why it's important to vote for their president, because he appoints federal judges. Okay. And a lot of the crimes that you're going to jail for, right, are under the federal statutes. I'm saying statutes because a lot of them aren't really laws that they're locking you up for. They're statutes. That's a whole other episode. We'll get into that one day too. But the real power of any government is actually the people, even in a dictatorship. Now, the only problem with a dictatorship is that you want that dictator out of there, you got to come up with some military. You got to come up with a military dictator. You got to kick him out, because they're not going out on their own. They're not going out. They have to go out fighting, kicking, screaming, you know. But there's another way to do it too. And the majority of the country can just shut down. But when you do that, they fill the jails up, they murder and kill people, force people to do their will, to kidnap your family. This is not a dictatorship. They will kidnap your family, threaten your entire diaspora. They'll wipe out your whole clan. You know, if you check some of these old Chinese movies and how these kings used to do, I mean, if somebody in the government make a mistake, they not only kill him, they kill his whole family. You know, this is how they kept people in line. The dictatorship is by force. You check what's going on in China right now. After this guy, I don't remember his name, after this guy that took over China, turned into a dictatorship, you check what's going on over there. It's not as good as you think. It's as good as they're letting you see, because there's a lot of forced occupation going on. Same with Kim Jong-il in Korea. People are being forced to do what they have to do, and that dictatorship is hard to get around a dictatorship unless you're willing to pay the cost. And that was one of the things that Abraham. I've got to tell you, I'm a Bible thumper. What can I tell you? That was one of the codes in the Bible when God asked Abraham to sacrifice his child. That was a code, you know what I'm saying, for the readers. Are you willing to sacrifice your children for what you believe? We sent our children to war. I'm a veteran. I've been to war. I'm somebody's child out there, our children being sacrificed for what I believe. I just want to serve, because I was gang one, all that stuff anyway. So, well, let me go on and serve and get paid for it, what can I tell you? But I wasn't down with no political system, because I wasn't raised under political system, you know. I was raised under religious system, but not political systems, okay? Because my mother was a Christian voodoo priestess, and my father, it's a Jehovah's Witness. Oh boy, we had some sparks flying in my house all the time. So there was a lot going on. But like I said, if you have a comment or you want to get in on this political discussion about who the real power is and why you need to set your house up under the political system that you like, all right? Women, trust me. I'm telling you now, if you don't want to be under a male-dominated system, don't be walking around here calling yourself no queen. You are a goddess. You don't went from being a god to a queen. you know. And the king-queen system is a male-dominated system, okay? And the women are fighting for equality and freedom. Then they work on something, well, I'm queen this and I'm queen that. That's okay. Okay. When you get your king and he starts telling you what to do, don't get mad at him because you like this male-dominated thing, you know. Study the systems that you're talking about. Study the systems that you're under and set your household up according to that. Now, if you're setting your house up as a republic, like I said earlier, you become president, vice president, or she become the president, you become the vice president, you follow what I'm saying, and run your house according to the political guidelines of a republic. And then your children will grow up under a republic, and they'll understand what's going on in the political arena because politics control everything, okay? And if we're going to enter, if we're going to change something in this country, if we're going to be a voice, each individual voice is very important. If you're voting, if you're not voting, your voice don't mean jack. I'm telling you, your voice don't mean nothing. I see that one of my radio friends has checked that. So I'm a plug here, man, and let's see some Legacy of a Nation, and let him just give you a couple of tidbits about his show that comes on a Saturday at 6 o'clock. We already did the commercial, but since he plugged it, I'm going to let him go ahead and do a little talking. That's if he's ready. I want to catch him off guard here. 1927, you're on the air. A comment or something you want to say about your show?
Yeah. Good evening, Brother Elohim. You picked a very interesting topic this evening, and I'm hearing you expound on different political systems, and when you point out that we in North America live under even though it's said they say that we are a democracy, we're really a republic. Isn't that true?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, as long as they got the Electoral College. There's no democracy going on here. Semi-democracy.
Yes, right. Right. I find it interesting to see what is happening today in 2019, and I realize that some of us are just coming into a little knowledge as to how our system works, and the reason that I say that is because it is being revealed by way of the news media how voter suppression has been a way of keeping certain groups out of the voting process. It was supposed to be open to them constitutionally and by law. However, voter suppression and manipulation has kept a large percentage of the population from exercising the vote in the political process, and it's interesting that the country finds it convenient to point the finger at our southern states and say that they are guilty of voter suppression, and then later we find that there's manipulation, tampering with voting machines, and political payoffs all over, and so they have been aware of the process and how it works and how they can make it work in their favor, and of course they still are. And some of us are just becoming aware that we can participate in the system, and then you come along, sir, and point out that even though you may participate in the system. I shouldn't accuse you of pointing out that the system is rigged so that your vote doesn't count. But when we look at the Electoral College, isn't that a way of getting around the majority vote? Even though the majority may vote for a candidate, the Electoral College makes the determination as to whether or not that person will become president, for instance.
There's a reason. There's a reason why when they first stole the system from President Hazen and the Continental Congress, when they first stole the system from them, there was a reason why women and nobody else had the right to vote. Only the aristocrats had the right to vote. And the way they had set it up was that the president was voted in by the governors of the states who had a certain amount of electoral votes that they would use to bring in the president. And nobody else had a right to vote for the president at the particular time, like they're doing in Hawaii, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. Even though they're part of the United States, they don't have the right to vote for the president. So this is their way of controlling through the Electoral College. Now, if you look at the Republicans, Republicans, it's all white guys, you know.
That's right.
We do have a brain surgeon out there. He's part of it.
Well, I think we can stick with the general purpose that they're all white guys.
They're all white guys. So what I'm saying is that there's a reason, because of the voter suppression, voter manipulation, and the Electoral College, like you just alluded to, this is how they're able to maintain that level of control. But women are becoming more conscious, and they're getting ready to break this cycle. And because for so long, even the guys' wives weren't allowed to vote. They didn't let their wives vote. White women couldn't vote either.
Right.
So women are becoming more and more conscious, and they're getting ready to break the cycle. The last election kind of proved that, and that was one of the problems that we had when Obama was in office. When the next election came after the first 2 years, we didn't show up to put those intermediary people in office to support him and what he was doing. And so they blocked everything that he was trying to do. He had to do it by executive order. And once you do things by executive order, the next president, through executive order, can cancel what you did. The only thing that wasn't done by executive order was the health bill that was passed through both houses. And so he can't just do an executive order and knock out the health bill that has to be passed through both houses. So, like you said, they've been manipulated and forcing their will on the people, because the people don't actually know what was going on. through the redistricting process. And if you know a little bit about the redistricting process, maybe you can talk about that and explain how that redistricting process works a little bit. Brother Matt?
Well, yeah, okay. A little bit I know about redistricting, the redistricting process. The districts are set up to reflect population, the number of voters in a particular district, and they can, for instance, have a community that is well, let's say 75% black and 25% European, and they can draw the district lines so that they can surround the, so that they can surround the 25% of Europeans and leave out the 75% blacks, and they can do that, it's called senator gentlemen who thought it up. Gerrymandering.
Gerrymandering, yeah. Gerrymandering.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's called, gerrymandering. They can take a black population, like you said, if the district is comprised of 75-25, they can take part of that district, that 75%, and draw a line through that district, adding part of that district to the white district, where they become a minority in the district, and then they lose their power to control the district. Senator, he said they did something that was gangster. They threw he running for office. They threw a line around his house.
So he was the only one in his district, huh?
Yeah, they cut him out of the district, so he couldn't run in that district no more. he said that was gangster. He said that was gangster. And I had to laugh about that. They be doing some cold blooded stuff out there. They're trying to change the rules, but it has to go through. They're trying to change the rules, but it has to go through the Supreme Court. And Supreme Court is being controlled. Supreme Court is being controlled by them too. But they're doing everything that they can. We only got about 60 seconds here. They're doing everything they can to close out. I mean, they're doing everything they can to control the people, because the people are the real power. All the football games, baseball games, basketball games, TV shows, the boxing, and oh boy, all those things are just to distract the people from the reality of what's going on in the country. And what's going on in the country is that they are stealing your votes, stealing control over you so that they can control the money. And they are getting paid under the Republic. I mean, the 1%. They're getting paid ungodly. And we only got about 10 seconds here, so I'm gonna have to go ahead and close out. But this is we were just talking to Brother Mac, and he's from Legacy of a Nation show. He comes on Sunday. I mean Saturday at 6 o'clock. And you want to get that number right quick? We're gonna got about 10 seconds, Brother Mac.
Right.
I got the number.
My show is Saturday, every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time, and the call in number is 319-527-6199. That's Legacy of a Nation, and invite
okay.
you to call in, and thank you, Brother Elohim. By the way, Brother Elohim, check the number that you sent out today. If you don't realize it, I think you got some numbers transposed, and I had to go back into one of the older messages to get the right number.
Okay.
I think you might have said 561 rather than 516.
That would be a problem with it. Okay. Well, with that,
we're
out of time. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Brother Mac.
Yes,
I appreciate that. And we will see you next Sunday at the same time between 8 and 9. And remember, love is an act to make others feel good. So have a feel good day. Much love, guys.
Peace and love, my brother. Be well.